106.3 The Fox, Classic Hendrix on a Football Friday. It's time for Titan Talk, brought to you by Little Caesars of Ottawa. We are off to the Rock Lines for our weekly conversation with OG head coach Ken Schreiner. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Kahuna. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Obviously, we're off to a slower start than what the team and the coaches were hoping for. So let's get this one out of the way right now. What's the attitude like? How are the guys handling this?
You know, I think our kids are resilient. Our coaches are working hard. Our kids are working hard. You never expect to be at an 0-2 start, and, you know, we're struggling with that right now. But I guess the biggest thing is the challenge that we throw at our kids every day is to go out and improve. And, you know, if you look at where we started with week one and where we played last week against St. Mary's in week two, we did improve. And, you know, obviously it wasn't enough to win a game, but we got to keep working on that. And in practice this week, we tried to identify some mistakes that we were making, and, you know, hopefully we can go on from there.
When folks started talking about some of the setbacks that happened over the summer, you realize that there's a lot of guys that are going to have to grow up in a pretty quick way. And that's a lot to ask kids that are 16, 17 years old.
It definitely is a challenge. You know, we are a young team, an inexperienced team. We knew that going in. We don't have a whole lot of starters back from last year, but, you know, doggone it, we can't make excuses. Mm-hmm. We got to go out and get better in a hurry, and our kids are going to have to grow up. Our coaches, I think, are doing a great job of challenging our kids and putting them in position to be successful. We just got to find guys that are going to make plays, and, you know, that's our challenge each week is to go out and keep working hard, and we're going to get there. We're going to keep a positive attitude. The kids are going to work hard. Coaches are going to work hard. We're going to get there.
When you hear a coach talk about go back to some of the basics, not overthink things, do you limit the number of plays that you do? Do you limit what you do in practices? How do you get back to basics, so to speak?
You know, where do you start? You always have to have something to hang your hat on offensively. You have to have a basic scheme on defense. You have to have coverage schemes on defense. Your special teams, you can't get too fancy. And, you know, you kind of get a feel for what your kids understand and where they get confused. And as a coach, the challenge is to set that limit. Don't go too far before your kids can catch up. And, you know, maybe we were doing that. I don't think so. But, you know, with a young team, it's still early in the season. It's hard to find out exactly where we're at. So we talked about, you know, ball security, which is something that sometimes you take for granted. We talked about just some basic blocking schemes up front and some hand placement with our linemen. And there's just some simple things that we work on early on and during camp. And, you know, maybe we needed to get back to at this point in the season.
Tough loss, obviously, to St. Mary's, but that's a good football team.
St. Mary's played a heck of a ball game. I think our kids gave them a whale of a game as well. It was a challenge both ways. You know, we had our shots. Defensively, we played outstanding. We gave up 7 points on defense. Unfortunately, we gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown, and, you know, we threw an interception that was returned for a touchdown, and, you know, that's a challenge. How do you overcome those things? And as a young team, you've got to find a way to do that and eliminate those kinds of mistakes.
Richie had a nice game last week. Good to see him getting involved with the offense. What, 10 catches in the game? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, excellent effort, and, you know, obviously we're going to need him to step up in big games, and he did that last week, and, you know, the big thing is, as a leader of our team, we need him to bring other guys along and, you know, kind of challenge and mentor some of our younger players and bring them along as well, because teams aren't going to let us get away with throwing to Richie Knowlton all game long, so
right.
We realize that, and we're going to have to spread the ball around.
You're going up against Bath tonight, again, back at Titan Stadium. It's team poster night. We'll be handing out team posters before the game. What can fans expect from Bath, and what do you need to look for to contain them offensively and defensively?
You know, the big thing is Bath is a power running team. They're very physical up front. They've got a challenging running attack. Same thing we've seen the past couple weeks. So, you know, we've prepared for that. We've just got to make sure we go out and execute. They've got a number of guys that carry the ball. They're doing a great job. They're not really a big throwing team, but, you know, they have the ability, if you fall asleep and kind of lose coverage, they'll throw one over the top. But that's a challenge for our defense. Offensively, they play a number of variety of coverages, and that's probably a challenge for our quarterback and some of our receivers as well. We're going to have to find a way to secure the ball. We can't throw interceptions. We can't fumble. And, you know, hopefully we can address some of those issues and get better as we go.
Very good. Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for your time this morning. Go Titans.
All right. Thanks, Kahuna.